So what I'm about to tell you, I'm not fucking around. So like it's funny because I'm leaving you this audio and it's a balance between like hey man, so crazy, and like at the same time I've chatted about this before. So I'm not joking, I'm not exaggerating what I'm about to tell you. So it is 3:41 p.m. here, and at 2 p.m. I decided, I'm gonna go get lunch. Now, what happened was, today I have dates stacked at 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. I get a message at like maybe 1:45 p.m. from the 4 o'clock girl, and she flakes. So she just has her like, sorry, not feeling well, kind of bullshit, right? I didn't even open the message, and I just deleted it instantly, and deleted her. So the reason I'm telling you that is because I, like, if she hadn't flaked, my plan was, I'm just gonna have like a lazy couple hours, probably uploading a podcast or something boring, right? That was just like the kind of the trajectory. When she flaked, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go get lunch. That's what I decided, because there's like the Naples place that's lunch special until 3. So I'm like, whoop-de-doo, I'm gonna go get lunch. So I leave my place at 2 p.m. I go to the Naples place, which I go to this place all the fucking time, right? Every fucking, like, 5 days a week, 4 or 5 days a week, I go to this place. I walk in, and they had, like, one of the cooks must have burned something. So it was kind of like, very cloudy in there, lots of, smoke, right? So I just decided, I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna eat in here today because it's a bit. Like I just don't really want to deal with this while I'm eating my lunch. So maybe I'll just go grab a bite somewhere else. So, by the way, sorry that this is so fucking long. I'm giving you some pretext as to where this is going, and how life is so fucked up. And you and I, sometimes chat about just circumstances and, quote unquote luck and stuff. So I leave the Naples place, and I'm like, fuck. I wanted to eat my lunch, but now I'm not. And I skate to the intersection, going back to my place. I live in a location where it's like 95% elderly. There's not any really young people around. And I see this girl. She's attractive, really attractive, and she's like my type. And I'm just like, sweet, really cute Japanese chick. She's like walking away from the intersection. I said, I'm just gonna do it creeper style. So I skate up to her. Like maybe a good 50 feet away, I skate, cut her off, direct approach, push her from the front, introduce myself. We start chatting on the spot. And I was like, what are you doing now? Kind of thing. She's like, oh, I'm going like, to the subway, I'm going shopping. So I told her, I was like, well, we can like grab a coffee. Like, why don't we just do that right now? And she's like, really? So we get a coffee. Like we go to this cafe, like near my place. So we just like, I insta-dated her. So we get a coffee, and pretty fucking standard, dude. Like, this is literally to a T what I fucking talked about, no jokes. 20 to 30 minutes into the coffee, like, actually, not even, like, 20 minutes tops. It was really fast. I was just like, well, like, let's go back to my place and watch a movie. Do you want to watch a movie? She's like, yes. So we come back to my place, and, like, when we come in, we just like immediately start like, getting physical. And she was actually really like, we shouldn't do this. We just met. Like, we shouldn't do this. So she was actually pretty reserved, given that she just came back to my place and stuff. Long story short, like, we fucked. And yeah, dude, like, no condom. Just like, I just came in her. Like, that was just it. Like, it is what it is. Like, and it is 3:45 p.m. So I met her probably like 2:10 p.m., 2:15 p.m. And then I would say by 3 p.m., I fucked her. So she just left my place. And this is the, you're gonna like this. As she's leaving my place, she like I was I said to her, I'm like, well, we should exchange contacts. That's what I said. I'm like, we should exchange contacts. And she's like, and I obviously knew her name, and she said, what's your name? Like, she hadn't, like, either remembered my name, or, like, when I first introduced myself, because it's an American name, she's not used to it in Japan, so she's like, what's your name? And I'm like, okay, so, like, we exchanged contacts in my fucking room here, and she just left, and that's it, dude. So literally, this is a daytime, middle of the afternoon, sunny afternoon, on the street near my place. I meet this chick, very quote unquote random circumstances that aligned with the date flaking. If that date hadn't flaked, I would not have gone out, number one. And then when I did go out, if literally the cook had not burned something, I would have been eating my lunch. I'm not fucking with you. So literally those circumstances had to align perfectly for me to be at that intersection, instigated this girl and fucked her. And that kind of shows you how narrowly we gain and also miss opportunities in life. I've talked about this a little bit before, where you turn a fucking intersection, like you go left instead of right, or you're there fucking 10 seconds later, earlier, like you don't realize like how narrowly you gain and miss opportunities. I never would have known that opportunity was in the cards for today. I never would have known. The thing is, though, this has happened, I would say, this is not an exaggeration. This isn't me just like, this isn't for fucking bullshit fluff or anything. This has happened since the beginning of, maybe, probably since the middle of last year. This is probably the fifth time, the fifth or the sixth, maybe the sixth time this has happened, where I've met a girl middle of the afternoon and she's come back to my place and we fucked. I think like this ha I think five of them turned into a fuck. One of them blew me. But yeah, this just goes to show, like, as long as you get the date, as long as you get the date, it doesn't matter that you just met her. That's the value. That's like, apart from my story here, that's the value I can kind of perhaps give you, is reiterating the point, reinforcing the point that it doesn't matter. Don't romanticize how long you've known her. Don't think that because you just met, it can't go anywhere. The rate limiting step is getting the date. As long as you're on the date, that's all that matters. As long as you are on the fucking date, there's a one-third chance she'll come back with you. You just gotta always be forward. So sorry about the long audio, but that just happened, and I just figured I should, yeah, tell you.